You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Paul writes, "Look at what is before your eyes. If anyone is confident that he is Christ, let him remind himself that just as he is Christ, so also are we. For even if I boast a little too much of our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up and not for destroying you, I will not be ashamed. I do not want to appear to be frightening you with my letters, for they say, 'His letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech of no account.' Let such a person understand that what we say by letter when absent, we do when present. Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves, but when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. But we will not boast beyond limits, but will boast only with regard to the area of influence God assigned to us to reach even to you. For we are not overextending ourselves as though we did not reach you. For we were the first to come all the way to you with the gospel of Christ. We do not boast beyond limit in the labors of others, but our hope is that as your faith increases, our area of influence among you may be greatly enlarged, so that we may preach the gospel in lands beyond you without boasting of work already done in another's area of influence. Let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends." Here ends the reading. Still, Paul is defending his ministry among some of the Corinthians, as there are those who are accusing him of throwing around a little too much weight in his letters, a little too much of his authority, maybe frightening some through his letters, as they are weighty and strong. But Paul asserts that he does not boast beyond limits, but only with regard to the area of influence God assigned to us to reach even you, he says. In other words, God has given Paul the task of preaching to the Gentiles, and his ministry to the Corinthians is within that responsibility. His aim, first and foremost, and always, was to be the first to come all the way to you with the gospel of Christ. And his hope, then, is that he may then, with their support, go on to preach the gospel in lands beyond. To whom has God given you, you and me, the responsibility for bringing the gospel of Christ? The beloved and familiar African-American spiritual goes, "If you cannot preach like Peter, if you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus and say, 'He died for all.'" Whom has he given to you and to me to announce, "There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole, to heal the sin-sick soul"? Every one of us is commissioned to go announce the good news of the birth of Jesus, the Word made flesh to dwell among us. We are commissioned to go and make disciples one by one, life to life, telling of the love of Jesus and that he was born, lived, and died for all. As tomorrow is Christmas Eve, in the midst of final preparations and busyness, let us consider the love of God in Jesus Christ and the fact that he came to die for all. Let's pray. O Lord God, give me an open door to be able to say to someone, somehow, Jesus loves you, was born for you, and died for you. Amen. An Advent action. Say to someone, anyone, somehow, Jesus loves you, was born for you, died and was raised for you.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.